Ambassador Faye told a reporter in Bentiu the U.S. will work with South Sudan to come up with a program that will curb the deadly practice of cattle rustlings.
I'm here to help mitigate conflict, especially with the migrations and over cattle rustling and other issues.
Ambassador Faye called on the national government to interact with local community to help end the deadly cycle of intercommunal clashes that involve cattle raiding attacks. Faye called for dialogue between rival community and free migration of pastoralists to and from water and pasture areas.
It's very important, I think, that the chiefs and others, as you work your way up from the BOMA level up to the state and then to the national level, that people are working together to make sure that the migrations are peaceful, but also so that people can live together in peace and harmony, whether they are of the same ethnic group, sharing water points or sub-clans that are different. It shouldn't matter. People should be able to live together peacefully.
As for the latest report of bombing raid carried out by the Sudanese army force on South Sudanese territories, the ambassador urged Khartoum and Juba to settle their dispute peacefully.
The U.S. government has been very active on this matter. We have been sending people to the negotiations in Addis Ababa.
United States Deputy Governor Michael Chiangiagay welcomed U.S. government support to end inter-ethnic conflict in the region.
We are hoping that the U.S. government will put more effort on both the government of the South and the North to implement the cooperation agreement.
Guy say more U.S.-backed development projects will help deter violence in the states, including cattle rustlings. For BOA News, I'm Boniface Yetaban in Bentiu.